Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2020. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's NZART official broadcast is Presidential Comment. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Good evening, everyone. As we approach level one, all going well, it has been interesting to reflect back on the recent weeks of no activity and then the race to get back into work mode again. I can't say the lockdown was a breeze or a holiday period, but I'm glad it is over. No doubt many of you will as well. Normally at this time of the year, we would be celebrating another successful conference having been held. Of course, this year's event in Shantytown near Greymouth was cancelled in March, so normally this broadcast over the conference weekend wouldn't take place. That said, I am pleased to say that the organising committee is seriously considering rerunning the Greymouth conference for 2022, so watch this space. As Debbie will state, the NZART HQ office will remain closed until at least level one is announced. The project to deliver digital TV by Montreal branch is still progressing, but members of the adjacent band to this repeater have expressed some concern over the licensing. These matters are under active consideration by Central Region Councillor Richard Harkett, ZL2FY, and ELG team leader Steve Fogarty, ZL2ASF. A meeting is being requested of RSM to discuss these concerns, which NZART believe are unfounded. I will report further when there is more information known. A recent report from local body liaison officer Douglas Burt, ZL1BFS, has shown the value of this role to amateurs. Recently in Whangarei, the local district council has released its planning outcome for amateur radio. Needless to say, the outcome is not good at all. So on behalf of the local branch, NZART has commenced an environmental court appeal of this decision. We as amateurs cannot allow this decision to stand, or amateur radio in this area will, in essence, cease to be an activity that you'll be able to carry out. We have retained the services of a specialist lawyer in this area to assist in this review, being the same person who assisted in the Auckland Unitary Plan appeal some years ago. We must defend our ability to use the radio spectrum, or else amateur radio, as we know it today, will only be read about in the papers of years gone by. On to the good news. National Director of AREC, Don Robinson, ZL2TYR, has reported that his business case for funding of AREC, submitted last year, has been approved by the government and was announced in the recent budget. This funding is a real shot in the arm for AREC and amateur radio and is long overdue, in my opinion. The funding approval will allow for 15 streams of work to take place over the next 3 years from 1 July 2020 with a completion date of 30 June 2023. The total funding over this period is over $1 million. As you can imagine, a lot of work is now required to deliver these 15 streams of work. Recently, I attended the monthly AREC management meeting via Zoom, and I'm pleased to say the progress is well underway. Watch Breakin, the NZART website, and the AREC newsletter for additional news around this exciting progress. I'm sure you will join with me in congratulating Don on a great job to get this far. The NZART AGM in September this year, along with the AREC AGM, is confirmed as going ahead. I'll see you all in Wellington on the 5th of September 2020. See the latest May-June issue of Breakin or the NZART website for details. Finally, support NZART by retaining your membership later this year when the membership renewals go out, because without the support and the ability to support groups like AREC and fight for our use of the spectrum, then this great hobby of ours will cease to exist. We have survived almost 100 years in New Zealand, and I'm sure we can survive another 100. So please sign up. That's all from me, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZRT, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. The Old Timers Club Grand Old Man Ivan Horn, ZL2ATU, wishes to announce that Selwyn Cathcart, ZL2BJO, has been appointed as Secretary, Treasurer and Brecon Scribe for the Old Timers Club ZL, effective June this year. Selwyn's nomination was to take place at the OTC AGM at conference in Shantytown, but due to the cancellation of the event, his appointment has been made official by the recommendation of the Grand Old Man and District Representatives. Selwyn has already taken up some of the duties and arrangements are underway, sorting bank accounts, signatories and change of address, etc. The Old Timers Club Grand Old Man, Ivan Horn, ZL2ATU, wishes Selwyn many happy years in office. We head back to Upper Hutt now for our NZRT Business Managers Monthly Update. Here's Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Hi Jim, and good evening everyone. Yes, I am still working from home at the moment, therefore the office in Upper Hutt remains closed for now. I am available by email and phone during my usual working hours, Monday to Tuesday, Thursday to Friday, from 9am to 2pm, and closed Wednesdays. I will, however, be taking annual leave from Thursday the 28th of May until Monday the 8th of June. The good news is examinations can be held at alert level 2, but there are guidelines that must be adhered to for COVID-19. Social distancing, hand washing and contact tracing among others. Therefore, before you offer an examination to a prospective candidate, please listen to all government announcements surrounding this pandemic and ensure that you and the candidate will be safe to proceed. If possible, you may hold classes or tutoring via social media, such as Zoom or Skype, in preparation for a reduced HAM exam environment. You can then allow 4 to 6 persons to come to a nominated venue to hold the exam. These numbers allow for a minimum of 2 supervisors to be present, but ensuring we do not have more than 10 in the group in one area to allow the 1 metre distancing. Please be aware of the maximum time per session is 2 hours. As is customary at this time of year, your branch would have received a newsletter from me which included your branch statistics of NZART members for voting on upcoming remits placed at the AGM. I will post these out in the next few weeks, so once branches are able to gather again in clubrooms, you can proceed with voting. As these are very changing times and travel may not be appropriate for a branch representative to attend, you may request a proxy to present your vote from the floor. Please contact me should your branch wish to do so, and I can arrange for one at the AGM. Due to the current crisis of COVID-19, the AGM will now be held at 10:30am on the 5th of September 2020 at the Brentwood Hotel in Wellington. For more information on this, please visit our website. This is a one-day event, with the AIREC AGM being held immediately after the NZART AGM on the same day at the same venue. There will not be any other meetings nor forums held over this weekend, and NZART will cover all venue and catering costs for the AGM. Nearer the date, I will be asking you to advise if you'll be likely to attend, so I can confirm catering numbers with the venue. Council will meet early in June to discuss items such as subscriptions for 2021 and production of call books for this year. Decisions on these are likely to be announced via HQ InfoLine and the official broadcast prior to the AGM. All awards usually announced at the AGM in June will now be deferred until September, with the recipients being announced during the meeting. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Two abbreviated results now for this year's Jock White Field Day contest. Jock White Field Day this year was held on February 22nd and the 23rd. Thanks were extended to all branches and individuals that went to the trouble of setting up a field day station. The results are, for the Northern Region, first, Te Araha, Branch 77. Second, Whangarei, Branch 28. To the Central Region, South Taranaki, Branch 87. First, second, New Plymouth, Branch 27. To the Midland Region, first, North Canterbury, Branch 68. Second, Christchurch, Branch 05. Southern Region, 1st Otago, Branch 30, and 2nd Eastern Southland, Branch 08. To the QRP section, 1st ZL1LC, operating as Branch 58, 2nd ZL2NR, Martin Branch 23. Single operator, 1st ZL1BOI, operating as Branch 84, 2nd ZL4JF, operating as Branch 35. 80 metres only, 1st Kapiti Branch 69, 2nd Tauranga Branch 39. To the phone only section, 1st Papakura Branch 65 and 2nd Manawatu Branch 20. To the overseas section, 1st VK2ACD, 2nd VK4NH. To home stations, 1st ZL1AAR, 2nd ZL3RIK. The full results table and report will be in your July-August issue of Break In. And that information tonight from Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, the Jock White Field Day Manager. Now to catch up on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Amateur radio operators once again stepped in to assist after a powerful storm in Bangladesh and eastern India. But this time, it was Slow Scan TV providing peace of mind in the aftermath of powerful Cyclone Amphan. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, has the story.
Video messages transmitted via amateur radio Slow Scan TV have been able to reassure more than 70 families in West Bengal who'd lost contact with their relatives after Cyclone Amphan swept through the state. Amateurs such as Dibis Mandal, VU3ZII of the West Bengal Radio Club, have visited families living on storm-wracked Sagar Island, Musuni Island and elsewhere to take pictures for later retransmission. According to Club Secretary Ambarish Nag Biswas, VU2JFA, the Indian government gave the club the call sign Alpha Uniform 2 Alpha Charlie for storm-related operations, which, he said, facilitated communication with amateurs all over the world. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Among satellite enthusiasts, there's been another record-setting moment. The Russian satellite RS-44 has enabled a record distance-setting QSO between hams in Oregon and Spain, according to AMSAT. On May 17th, signals traveling a distance of 8,314 kilometers, or more than 5,100 miles, enabled a contact between Casey, KI7UNJ, and Jose, EB1AO. AMSAT reports that both stations had negative elevation. Congratulations to both. Although the Long Island CW Club was created in 2018 to help more New York area hams learn Morse code, it has long since made room in its virtual classrooms for amateurs of all ages anywhere in the world. On Saturday, May 23rd, the club scored another first by creating a CW learning environment exclusively for YLs. The weekly evening instruction, done in a casual, friendly style, is led by Jennifer Moore, KF4INA in Alabama, and Leanne Bulger, W4LEA in North Carolina. Howard Bernstein, WB2UZE, co-founder of the club, along with Rich Collins, K2UPS, said that it was a logical step to take since the club membership has grown to include more than 21 YLs. For more information, visit the website at longislandcwclub.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Information received tonight from Thomas, ZL3TOM. Now, Thomas runs an amateur radio net every week for young and experienced hams. His net is called the Young Transmitters NZ Net, and it's held every Monday at 7 p.m. New Zealand local time. It's accessible via IRLP 9556, Echolink Conference Server 256883, AllStar 48820 and 40452. For more connection information, you can visit ZL3TOM's website, and that is ZL3TOM.com. Thomas says his goal is to encourage people into the hobby and to help those who are new to amateur radio and want to have a place to be while helping others and giving the latest technology news. He's been running this net for about 6 months with good results. If you'd like further information, you're welcome to email Thomas at zl3tom@hotmail.com. zl3tom@hotmail.com. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, we have details of the Straight Key Night Winter Edition. The Winter Edition of the New Zealand Straight Key Night will take place from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, the 14th of June. As usual, this casual contest will be held on 80 metres, and operators must use a straight key, no bugs, paddles or side swipers. We'll use the traditional SKN exchange, which includes the type of key and the type of transmitter. But this time, there'll be an extra challenge, the QSY rule, and you are strongly urged to get familiar with it. If you don't, well, it'll be a bit like driving on the wrong side of the road and wondering why everyone's tooting their horn. Find out more about Straight Key Night, including the QSY rule, at maritimeradio.org/SKN. Now, that information from Neil Sanderson, ZL1NZ, the Straight Key Night manager. If you've any questions, feel free to email Neil, and his email address is neil@ZL1.nz. Now, there's no branch news update tonight due to a lack of branch activities, but Stephen ZL4HG, he'll be back with an update next month. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for May 2020. Good night, everyone. Good night now.